Welcome back to Joystick and Mouse, video game news and reviews. I'm Alex. I go by Cross in the gaming community. This is episode 22. As always, I am joined by... Wait, is it 22, Don? Yeah, it is 22.
Yeah, 22.
I had to kind of make sure of that. Anyway, this is Diddy. Hi, Diddy.
Howdy, folks.
And Jay Dimes.
What's going on, peoples?
All right, guys. So we have a really interesting topic today around the GLAAD Awards and a brand new category in the GLAAD Awards around video game and inclusion, diversity within video games. So we're going to get into that. But before we do, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah?
Yes. You're doing not all bad.
All right. How about you? How about you, Jay Dimes?
I'm good.
Nothing has broken this week. Nothing has died.
That's good.
Those are all good things.
Well, not the same for you, Jay Dimes.
So
you
had good.
You had some graphics cards die.
Yeah, between, I guess, our last recording and this recording, my graphics card gave up the ghost.
Yeah, what were you using?
It was a RX 480.
Was it a 480 or 5? Oh, no, you were looking at getting the 5.
You were looking at getting a 510, right?
No, So maybe, no. Maybe it was a R9 480.
Okay.
Something.
That's
AMD Radeon. Something.
Yeah, I'm not as familiar with their cards, but like
that. I'm not either.
I mean, NVIDIA is mostly what I go.
I have G-Sync monitor, so I just sort of stick with NVIDIA.
See, I have a FreeSync monitor,
which is
the AMD.
AMD one. Yeah, so. And now, what did you get? You ended up locking
in. I ended
up
getting a.
They're also less expensive, because
AMDs.
It's software based. Yeah. That's the whole point of. Not to go into the hardware thing, that's
good.
Sort of my thing.
Yeah.
The G-Sync, that's why G-Sync monitors are more expensive, is because it's hardware-based.
Yeah.
The FreeSync, which is the AMD one, is software-based.
Right.
So I got a RX 580. The
nice card.
The Red Devil Edition from Color Master.
Okay.
Color something.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds good.
Yeah. It's a huge card.
How big was it?
People at home,
regular size video card,
but it's thick.
Yeah,
like it's
they're double.
Yeah,
double.
I feel
slot.
Like if you were to try to like stack those, that wouldn't go very well.
Yeah, and that's what I told because my buddy has two of them, and he was trying to get me to do Crossfire, and I was like, I don't know if I can fit two of those.
That's what she said.
In my case,
that's she said that.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an R-rated episode.
We're going to get there. Fun. Well, I'm glad that you are back in operation. Your next thing that you're doing with your gaming computer we talked about, you were going to be getting a processor upgrade and potentially.
Yeah, so I had originally not planned to get a new graphics card. I thought I would probably end up with the new board, processor, and RAM. And keep the graphics card.
And you're using my old processor
and board and
board
RAM.
And RAM. Yeah.
So now I'm thinking I may keep the board and processor the board and RAM for a little while longer and just kick up the processor to whatever I can max out in the old AM3 socket.
Yeah, that's an older socket, which is the trouble. But you could probably find something decent with a decent horsepower for what you need.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
It won't hurt.
And if anybody out there has ideas for Jay Dimes and wants to write in.
Give an SSD already, right?
Let us know.
An SSD. You know,
that makes a huge difference in itself.
That and the graphics card are probably. I'm not sure you'll actually notice anything.
It depends on
upgrade your processor.
The upgraded processor will do wonders if you do video game streaming. And because when I upgraded to the Ryzen 7, if you folks at home are ever looking to stream video games, processor is king because you know you could. It's not. A good thing to do, but like you could run all the power through the graphics card. That really puts a lot of strain on your graphics card. It's better to encode through the CPU, and having a decent graphic or decent processor is awesome for that. I ended up upgrading from what Tim has today, which is an AMD processor. I upgraded to a Ryzen 7 processor. It's a pricey processor, but it does a really good job for streaming.
Yeah, I have an older Core i7, and it's
still that's still a good processor.
It is, but it's pretty old, and it's
how old?
5 years.
Oh wow, is it that old?
Yeah, and it's starting to show its age.
Ooh,
I run it at full res in a raid or something. You can tell.
Yeah, that's not fun. Well, If you end but up getting something
when
decent,
and if we ever start to build this weekend, this winter.
Say again?
When and if I ever start my build.
Oh, when and
build,
if you ever, okay,
I'll give, give updates. Well, I'll make sure to post them on the
Facebook
page.
I feel like it's a win. I don't feel like it's an if on this build.
Oh, yeah,
I feel like
for
it's a win.
Don,
it's
absolutely.
Maybe a win.
Yeah, Don will do it. And if you guys want to write in or if you have any thoughts on us and the hardware that we choose, feel free to email joystickandmouse@gmail.com. I also want to take a second to remind folks and pimp the fact that I am on this new reality competition called America's Next Top Podcaster. You can go to americasnexttoppodcaster.com, and the first episode is live there now, which is super fun. So I've been doing a lot of that lately. That's mostly what's going on in my world.
Yep. Go look for Alex.
I have been podcasting for like days straight, and I'm so happy. I love it. Anyway, let's go ahead and jump into today's topic. Let me grab my handy dandy iPhone with the things all over it. Come on, with the info. Come on. Nope, that's not my passcode. There we go. All right. So, GLAAD is proud to announce the first ever nominees.
Should we tell them what GLAAD is?
Yeah, you want to take that?
I
forget.
I actually
don't
know what the
acronym
stands for. It's gay, lesbian, something or other.
oh, here we go. GLAAD rewrites the script for LGBTQ acceptance as a dynamic media force. GLAAD tackles tough issues to shape the narrative and provoke dialogue that leads to cultural change.
Yes.
So kind of like a progressive group that's really vying for proper representation of LGBTQ within media. I think that's a good way of putting it.
That's probably a good way to put it.
Kind of back to what we were saying, you know, what's cool is that they are announcing the first ever nominees in the Outstanding Video Game category for the 30th Annual GLAAD Media Awards. We are committed to ensuring that authentic LGBTQ stories are included in video games. And today we honor five games for their contribution to LGBTQ representation in the medium. Don, you found this. You posted it on facebook.com/joystickandmouse. So thank you for finding this. This is a great story. I think it'll provoke some interesting.
This is a really good story. I'm always looking for those for feel-good stories.
Yeah, this
I like
totally
feel-good stories,
feel-good.
And this is one of them.
And our very first game on this list is Assassin's Creed Odyssey. So, Tim, you were playing quite a bit of this. You actually reviewed it recently. Have you gotten to the point in that game where you had to kind of make those choices?
I have not. But I was appreciative of the fact that you could.
Yeah.
I was also appreciative of the fact that they gave you a choice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you didn't have to play as a male protagonist. You could play as a female protagonist if you wanted to, which is what I chose.
And what's really cool about it is that you have so that's one of the things that they talk about in this article, and you go to GLAAD.com, it's GLAAD. I'm sorry, .org. And they end up kind of sharing some more specifics, but basically, you know, they're really staying true to ancient Greece where, you know, sexual fluidity and, you know, this was not a strange thing.
Oh, absolutely not.
This was very much normal. Yeah. And they really embraced that in this story. So you have many opportunity to romance whoever you want, where they let you. It's not like you can walk up to people and just start flirting with them. But there are obvious NPCs and characters that you can encounter, and there's like a little heart symbol there, and you start flirting with them. And it's really cool also, like what you mentioned, you choose whether you want to be Alexios or Cassandra. So that is just super cool. But one thing that they're getting
Cassandra's
a little backlash.
Badass.
Oh, yeah, she's bad. So I kind of wish I rolled her. I went with Alexios, though, because his name is basically Alex. And I was
Fair enough.
So does that change the nature of the game? Does it play differently if you play as the other?
Supposedly, there's a slight difference in the story. Supposedly. I read about it. I actually had it in my mind to go back and play through it, but I'm not doing that because I'm actually having trouble really getting into Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Not that it's a bad game, but I think we talked about it some on the last episode, like me going into an open world game And I talked about this on Twitter. Like, I have a lot of trouble in really diving into it because it's like a commitment, man.
Oh my God, I've got 30 more hours of this.
It makes me nervous that I'm missing out on other things. I got Kingdom Hearts 3 that's coming out on Tuesday.
We're recording this on Friday.
I thought it was coming out today.
I thought it was coming out today, but apparently that's the Japanese release that comes out today.
Such a tease. Anyway, but I look at games like that and I'm like, oh, man, that's coming out. And that is certainly getting all of my time when it comes out. Assassin's Creed Odyssey, it's like a sense of anxiety going into games like that. Fallout, Red Dead Redemption.
Never finished an Assassin's Creed. Not once.
Oh, I've finished every single game.
I can't remember the last game I finished.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I'm pretty good about finishing games. Like, I'm terrible. Pretty I'm adamant about it. But
actually, I can tell you what. God of War. Not this one.
Oh, you still haven't beaten this one. I haven't finished this one.
The last one is the last
game. Just when I was about to ask you, hey, I need to borrow that.
The last game I finished was the last God of War.
But here's the other thing that Assassin's Creed Odyssey is kind of getting itself in trouble with. It's almost hypocritical with what we just read. There's a new DLC that's out, and it forces basically a heterosexual love interest sort of situation. And that actually has been met with a lot of backlash from folks.
And I agree.
People probably look at it as a step backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say this. I feel like Ubisoft has been pretty progressive as it goes to the Assassin's Creed.
Yep.
Story with having characters, I mean, female characters, characters of color in the games. So,
Yeah, they have a good track record,
yeah.
For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this was just a little off color. So I don't know. Yeah. It was just weird, right?
It sounds like maybe somebody wrote a story and the story was a certain way and that was just...
The narrative.
Yeah, maybe the story doesn't make sense the other way. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, and you know what? Maybe it's the explanation of how, I don't know, like the descent... You know, so Assassin's Creed is very dependent on descendants, right? Like, so the bloodline follows through and you're able to tap into your ancestors' history. And maybe this is like, I don't know, the story of that. If it's not, write in, let me know. joystickandmouse@gmail.com. I haven't gotten to that yet. I don't know if I will, but I'm just kind of taking it with giving them the benefit of the doubt because, again, Ubisoft is pretty good about this sort of thing. So
usually.
Another game on this list from GLAAD is Elder Scrolls Online Somerset. So are you guys familiar with the Elder Scrolls Online?
I've played Elder Scrolls Online a lot. I have not played this expansion.
This expansion looks beautiful.
It looks gorgeous.
So this is like you get to go visit the High Elves and all that. So along its wealth of new content, Somerset introduced a quest line in which a player helps a transgender woman reunite with her estranged twin sister. The story is a heartfelt tale of familial bonds, right? Is that how you say it? Like family,
yeah.
Familial? Mm-hmm. Okay. Just making sure I was putting the right emphasis on the right syllable. So it's a heartfelt tale of familial bonds coming out and acceptance. I think that's super, super cool that they... That,
I think that's
know,
great that they is put represented. It in the game.
Yeah. I think that's so awesome. A lot. So in these gaming communities... I find that, like, I see a lot of people feeling like there isn't people who are transgender, gay, lesbian, you know, anything like that. They have a lot of I don't want to say animosity. They have a lot of, like, I guess, I don't know. What's the word I'm looking for, Don? Like, they're just upset about
discontent.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, that's probably a good word.
About the representation. I guess.
They don't see themselves in the games.
Right.
You know, a lot of people love playing video games, and they don't see themselves in the games, and that's...
Yeah, like me, it's been easy for me as a straight, heterosexual man, like...
Yep.
I see plenty of that, I guess. So it's, yeah, I could imagine how frustrating that would be. So another game on this list, Guild Wars 2, Path of Fire. So while exploring the realm of Ilona, where where Living World Season 4 primarily takes place, players will encounter LGBTQ characters, both major and minor, making LGBTQ identities feel like a natural and vital part of the world. Again, just naturalizing the fact that, hey, this is like a thing. Now,
this one I have played and I have seen and I noticed.
Okay, so
and,
give us
and
more.
So there was, I had, every once in a while I'll fire up Guild Wars. It just, I actually love Guild Wars.
I do too.
It's a really good game. It's absolutely beautiful. It's, you know, a lot of fun. I actually like their combat system a lot. If I wasn't so heavily invested in World of Warcraft, I probably would play Guild Wars as my MMO.
Yeah.
But there was, I had, some vendor had a quest, which I did, and it was to go rescue her wife. And I was like, from, I don't remember, some animal or monster or something, out of a cave somewhere. And I was like, that's fantastic. That's awesome. You know,
it's cool. This was just really cool. Like, yeah.
Yeah. It was very cool.
Yeah. It's becoming normal. Here's one that I don't know much about. Pillars of Eternity 2, Deadfire. Anything?
I have Pillars of Eternity. You guys know about that one? Yeah, it's a dungeon crawler.
Okay, that's kind of what I figured.
Yeah.
So have you played it?
Yep.
Thoughts?
This was Pillars of Eternity was a Kickstarter, I think.
Oh, maybe that's what
the original one was a Kickstarter,
you
and
know
now
of it
they've
too, Tim.
So what?
You know of it? It's Obsidian.
I feel like it sounded familiar, but that might be why.
I think I invested in the Kickstarter and eventually got it. All through the Kickstarter, they were like, "We're going to be inclusive. We're going to be, you know, promote these things, and we hope you enjoy it." And it's
cool.
Yeah, you find that within there. Another one of those, sort of like Diablo, if you just need to kill things. It's a great game.
You need that every once in a while in your life. The Sims Mobile.
Again, The Sims, you can pretty much romance whoever
you
want
which is
awesome.
So part of me was like, have they never done that before?
No.
But I guess they have, right?
Yeah,
like
Sims is always
so. I guess the Sims Mobile
Sims should be a perennial nominee in this category.
Yeah.
So I guess like when they're nominating them here, that just threw me off. I'm like, wait, this is have they not done that in the past? I thought they did.
Maybe
Mobile
is the game that came out this year.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know, but The Sims has always had this.
That's why I thought. Oh, excuse me. The Sims Mobile is the latest version of the popular life simulator game for mobile platforms. Like its predecessors, the game allows players to form relationships between characters of any gender. So, yeah, like we said, The Sims franchise has long been a beacon of representation through player agency, allowing LGBTQ players to express and sometimes discover their identities safely in a virtual environment. Bringing this game to a much wider audience through mobile platforms is a significant step forward for LGBTQ representation. I could see that perspective.
Yeah,
it's opening
absolutely.
It up to people who don't have computers, who
want
a very casual gaming experience. I totally see that. What you got?
So, in looking at this list, I think the thing that strikes me is that I wasn't really familiar with any of these games. You know, with the exception, with the exception of Assassins.
Yeah. Well, in the
and
Sims.
The fact that I know what The Sims is. If you look at any of like what we would have considered like the major games of the year,
I see
like,
where
even when
at,
you get past like the top tier, like they're not there.
Well, I don't know if it actually wasn't this past year, but the year before, Mass Effect is probably one of the biggest games.
You know, great
that
point.
Has this in it.
Great point. Really, the BioWare, even Dragon Age,
and Dragon Age, Dragon Age also. You can actually romance whoever you want to as either character. It doesn't really matter. Star Wars is the same way.
Yeah, you're right.
The Knights of the Old Republic. You can romance
BioWare
whoever you want to.
You know what? How old is that game?
Yeah.
That's really a good call.
Yeah, those are a couple that came to mind, and then I realized they probably didn't have new games this year.
Yeah, I mean, these are pretty new. So
Knights of the Old Republic has been around for 10 years. I don't know, a long time.
I guess the nice thing is that we're starting to see it in more games now, but I think your perspective, Tim, is an interesting one. These aren't like the high caliber, high top tier games. Like Red Dead Redemption 2 is not on this list.
Right.
Mm-mm.
What's another big title? Run across like God of War. I mean, but that came out the year before, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or earlier in the year.
Yeah, but there's no. Well,
there's no homosexuality.
No, God of War is. God of War, I don't think. Inherently always been very heterosexual.
Well, yeah, because he ends up like there are a lot of sex scenes in that.
Not this one though. This one's been
very clean.
Yes, and
so far,
and there should not be dust in the air during a video game. I've gone back and I'm playing the main storyline. I'm sticking to the storyline. I'm gonna get in the main, and I can't tell you how many times I've been choked up in that game. It is absolutely ridiculous.
Father son moments.
Yep, the story is fantastic.
Yeah, I can't wait to play it. Just I'm so incredible. Far behind, guys.
Just incredible.
And we got Kingdom Hearts 3 coming out.
Yeah,
but I feel like there are games where I feel like a character like that could have fit. Like I feel like there could have been there could have been something like that in Spider-Man. There could have been.
Yeah, that's another one that there's.
The one that surprises me is not Blizzard, implied,
but
yeah.
There are a couple of characters in Overwatch that are hinted at being.
Oh, I don't think they're hinted. It's pretty explicit that both Tracer and Soldier are. They've come out and said it. They've made comics.
They've said it, but have they actually showed it in game or in cinematics or anything like that?
Yeah. Well, they've been. So there have been plenty of media, like comics and stuff, for instance, where, you know, Tracer brings her girlfriend, and there's a big media thing around. They did this whole like Soldier backstory to match the in-game stuff happening with Anna and her new skin, where he remembers the guy that he used to be in love with.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's amazing, and the internet went freaking nuts.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
And there were so many people that were upset, thinking that we're catering. It's like no, you're missing the point.
That's the world. The world we live in.
That it's catering. You are the problem. Like yes. That, I can't stand that shit. Like
that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
Look around, people. That's the world we live in.
There are a lot of people that are unaccepting of it.
It's wild to me. Like I'm part of this dad group and on Facebook, and this guy just posted on there about how he has just found out that his 18-year-old son is gay. He's found out that he's been dating this other guy who's 19, and, you know, he's like, my wife and I are very accepting, but I wonder where I went wrong.
Ooh.
No, you didn't go wrong.
I was great up to that point, and I was like, well, where you went wrong? Like, what didn't I do right? Like, I think is what he said.
There's no right.
You did wrong. What are you talking about? Like, that attitude is exactly why kids have trouble coming out to their parents anyway. Like, what are you thinking?
So what you should teach him is your partner should be good to you.
Yeah.
Have enough worth in yourself to make sure your partner is good to you.
This guy had like 200 or 300 comments on this post, right? Like, and I started reading through them because it was a fucking circus. It was great. This one guy said it perfect. He was like, treat the boyfriend just like you would if it was a girlfriend.
Yep.
And you know, maybe because it's a guy, do the whole like if you're overprotective dad of the daughter thing, like if you hurt my son I will kill you. So
yep.
You know, like
clean the shotgun when he comes in.
Like
that's what you do.
Man, you know, guys have wieners. It's a dangerous world. Clean those shotguns.
Yeah.
No, but in all seriousness, I thought that, you know, it's like don't make it a thing. It's not a thing.
Yeah,
this is okay.
Just make it exactly the same as if it was a girl.
Sorry, I don't mean to be preachy on this show, people listening at home. It just drives me a little bit crazy. We're in 2019.
Well, it's one of the reasons we picked this story, because it's sort of near and dear to us that about being inclusive to everybody.
Yeah, this is what I'm personally all about. So those are the five games. And if you guys would like to write in or provide any thoughts on the discussion, you can email joystickandmouse@gmail.com.
Yeah, let us know if there's any games we missed.
Yeah, let us know.
Can't think of any off the top of my head where we've had this kind of interaction, but
yeah,
let us know.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and jump right into the video game review of the week.
Yes, and the reviews were so mixed. I'm surprised.
I can't do it again on command.
Oh, you got to do it. Sing it. You just...
And then you have to put it in. That's a weird octave, Alex.
A whole new world.
See, now that's the one right
See?
There.
Oh, you got to get Peebo that falsetto.
No, I have the musical talent of a rock.
Hey, rocks keep a good beat, man. I don't care.
I can do.
So as I stopped the recording for everybody listening at home, Tim started singing A Whole New World because this is the game that we're going to talk about. Not Aladdin. We're talking about the game New World.
The New World.
Yeah, the New World. So Don Diddy has been playing a little bit of this.
So I've been an Amazon customer for a very long time, and I have a feeling that's why I got into this. Amazon has a new game in development called A New World. It is a open world.
Is it a dazzling place that you never knew?
No, it is not. It is dangerous, and it's sort of a cross between a survival game and an MMO.
Yeah, I felt like it felt
and
very
PvP,
MMO-y.
And it's definitely a niche genre type of game.
Okay.
There are things I like about it, things I don't like about it. It has a lot of goals. If you're a goal-oriented person and you like grinding, game for you, because you have to go out and collect resources to build your stuff.
Well, give us the premise. Like, what is the whole idea of it? And actually, before you even get into that, it's worth mentioning that this is like one of the first
alpha
that has really been kind of embraced by Amazon and, well, I guess,
so this
developed
is,
by Amazon in their Lumberyard.
Yes, this is being developed
engine.
By Amazon in their engine that they
so
came up with.
Prefacing that,
they developed,
because that's a very important part of this conversation.
This is from Amazon Games. It is in alpha. It is, and you can tell, mm-hmm. it's very raw.
So what's the story?
So the story is that you are shipwrecked on this island that is, and you have nothing. That's basically the story.
Okay, and
you
have
to try to
survive. Who are unique, the same?
They're exactly the same.
So is it an MMO or is it more like
DayZ?
Yeah,
it's an MMO.
Or?
No, it's an MMO.
Interesting. So they're factions or is it just all free for all or what?
It's all free for all.
Weird. Okay,
so you can make factions. You can make clans. Clans, I think.
Oh, so it's very much a sandbox sort of feel to it. Okay,
yep.
I can dig that.
So you're. So, and they have, you know, like, it's open world PvP.
Yeah.
Now, they have sanctuaries, in towns and cities and stuff that are sanctuaries.
So you're shipwrecked.
Some areas.
On an island that is inhabited, I guess, because there are towns. Is that kind of the deal, or?
The towns are sort of created by the players.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Some of them are abandoned. Some of them, like, you'll come across a homestead and it's abandoned.
Oh, okay. So you could just take it?
You can take it, but then you have to hold it.
Interesting.
Okay.
That's way too much work.
One of the things...
I would lose my homestead so quick.
Yeah. And one of the things is if you die, you lose your stuff.
Oh, so you start over?
Everything.
Oh, wow.
So,
no. Like that.
No. You can go get it. You can go pick it up. If it's in the middle of, you know,
a war zone.
And I haven't figured out whether it's timed or not, whether only you can pick it up for a certain amount of time and then somebody else can pick it up. But I've run across stuff that's just lying out in the middle of
a
field somewhere.
Division is like that. And so is State of Decay. I don't know if you all played State of Decay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you talked about it on the show.
Which has always been one of those things that I've...
Well, it took me back
like
to EverQuest.
Why don't you like that about these games?
It's irritating. And
okay,
I don't play video games to be irritated.
It makes you cautious.
True. Yeah.
It makes you cautious. It makes you think about So I think their premise is they really want you to feel like you're stranded on this land, and you're trying to make your way. So you have to go gather wood and hemp and flint and all those things to build the things that you need.
Huh.
To like you can't do anything. The very first thing you pick up is some wood and flint, and you have to make a knife.
Oh, okay.
You have to make a knife so that you can skin things, so that you can get leather to. You have to make an axe so you can cut down trees. You have to make
survival,
a sword so that you can
survival
fight.
Survival 101.
Yeah.
101, rather. Yeah, that's fascinating.
So
that is the type of game that I don't have time for anymore.
Yeah,
I would love to have played that when I didn't have kids.
It's very, very grindy. Very, very grindy. There's a lot of going out and gathering resources and killing wolves.
But you know what? That is a game that you could immerse yourself in.
If
you had a ton of time.
Completely immerse yourself in. And if you got in with a crew, you would get a leg up and a lot of help.
This is Alpha. How did you get into the Alpha?
Amazon just... I signed up for it on Amazon.
So they just...
And they picked me. Sort of like, you know, Jane Adams got picked for the stream.
No, the Google Stream.
Google
still
Stream.
Mad about it.
I am still mad about it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Thanks, Tim. Sorry. Yeah, that's pretty cool though. I'm very interested in seeing media about it. Like, I'm interested in going to YouTube, seeing.
I'm
like,
not allowed to stream.
Game. Yeah.
No, the NDC says I'm not allowed to stream it. So, or I would have
don't
put
worry
it on
the NDA.
On Facebook a little bit, but once it comes up and I'm allowed to stream, I'll stream a little bit of it on Facebook.
Listen,
I
feel like when it launches, we need to get a buddy up here to talk about it.
Yeah, I can't say that I would actually play it.
We have a friend that works for Amazon.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I can't say that I actually play this.
You wouldn't play it long term?
Yeah.
So out of 5 stars, what would you give it?
I'd probably give it 3.
Okay.
It has a lot of good features. It is sort of fun, and if you want something completely mindless to do for, you know, an hour or two, it's great. But if you really wanted to be good at it...
I was drinking my beer, and I couldn't say it. Awesome.
If you really wanted to be good at it, and it would take an enormous amount of time.
Yeah.
And I've already got that time, so...
Yeah, and that's part of the problem with new games for me these days. Like I mentioned, I can't jump into an open world game. I was... I actually stopped playing Odyssey the other night, and I threw on Mario Rabbids.
Mario Rabbids is a great game.
Oh my god, that is so fun!
It's a
just
it's
mindless,
a sneaky, great game. Like, it's not a game people talk about.
I'm telling
you, if you play it, you'll fall in love with it.
So somebody at work was mentioned this, and I had to try it. It's called Subnautica.
That is the game. Isn't that the game Omar came on and talked about?
I don't remember. I don't know.
I'm
but
pretty sure that's the game he came on and
talked like,
about.
Fine, I'll try it.
Is that the one where you're building like the submarine and you go?
Yes,
yes, that's the one Omar
came
on and talked
about.
Oh
my god, it's addictive.
So Omar's right. It's very addictive.
It sucks you in so fast.
Oh my god. Yeah, that was a one time, Tim, where you weren't able to be here and we had Omar guest. Yeah, that was god.
Yeah, that one.
I saw that on the
Epic Store.
That sucks
you in really fast.
Man.
I mean, listen, that's a secret to a great game, is to like get you in there as quick as possible.
Civilization is one that does that to me all the time.
Yeah. And it's sort of the same. You're gathering resources to build things
to build your submarine so you can go deeper.
Yeah, but
and deeper.
It's not, for some reason that one seems more fun.
Okay. Very interesting. Well, if you guys are playing and want to play New World with Don, you're in that album.
If you have an Amazon account, you can sign up for it.
Yeah. Joystick.
I do know they just had another round of letting people in.
Huh.
Yeah.
I might have to sign up. Let's see what happens. Just to try it. So again, joystickandmouse@gmail.com. That's going to be a show, gentlemen.
Mm.
There we go. Don just grabbed his coffee and tried clapping his hands. So while you got coffee in your mouth there, Diddy, where can people reach you?
On Twitters, Diddy_AIE, and on Facebook, facebook.com/DiddyAIE, no underscore.
All right. J-Dimes?
J-Dimes in all places.
All right, and I'm Alex Albisu at all places. If you want to watch me streaming, go to facebook.com/cross715. I'll be doing some Kingdom Hearts streaming. I ended up getting a new Elgato stream card for my computer, by the way. So going to be breaking that in with some Kingdom Hearts.
Yep. So why the card as opposed to another like external box like you have?
Going USB is never... There's a potential for choppiness, which is pretty much what I saw with my old card. So direct PCIe right into the motherboard.
Yep. There will be Kingdom Hearts streaming this week.
Yep. Lots of Kingdom Hearts, World of Warcraft, a lot of things. So check that out. Facebook.com/cross715.
From last week, my son says he's never seen The Godfather either.
All right. He can come over. We can watch it together. That'd be great. So.
Man.
I'm like
speechless.
You've never seen... I'm like, I've watched it at the house. You've never seen
it? Yeah, tell him to come over. We'll sit down here in the studio and we'll watch
Don Corleone.
Yeah. All right, until next time, everybody.
See you later, folks.
Later.
Bye.
If you like this show, check out more great content at incastmedianetwork.com.
My mic sounds nice.
Okay. Coming in loud. How about you guys? Let's see it.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't sing. It's ugly.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
No.
La 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 la. Come on.
You're a mean one.
There we go. It's on the internet forever.
Oh, yes. Listen, you got to keep that.
There's their ending of our episode right there.
Lovely.
If only we'd gotten the whole Mr. Grinch part out.
Yeah.
It would have been better.
All right, here we go.